Welcome to the Oakland County, Michigan Government News and Information Podcast, featuring topics of interest to people who live, work, and play in Oakland County.
Helping children avoid the dangers that exist on the internet can be an overwhelming task for parents. Fortunately, we have resources to turn to for help, such as the Oakland County Sheriff's Office, which has a computer crimes unit of full-time investigators who focus on crimes related to computers, children, and the internet. Today we are joined by Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard, who is going to talk to us about what we can do as parents, guardians, and teachers to help protect ourselves and our children from becoming a victim of internet crime. I am Pam Zawissa, and I will be your host. What are the various types of internet crimes that are being committed against children?
Well, there's really a huge variety of crimes that are focused on children, but obviously most pressing is the predatory kinds of crimes where adults are looking to find young children on the internet and are looking to violate them in one fashion or another. And so we're really, really aggressive in that. When I first took over the Sheriff's Department, one of the first things I did is start a computer crimes unit, and one of their big tasks is to focus on crimes against kids on the internet. And so we have some basic rules of thumb that I would suggest to parents that they very much engage in, and that is to participate in their child's online activity, to monitor what they're doing, to have the computer in a central room, not in a basement, not in a bedroom, you know, some place where you can walk by occasionally and say, who are you talking to? What are you doing? The same way you would if somebody made a phone call to the house, you would, who's on the phone or who's at the door? You need to do the same thing in the computer. You know, the old days where the doors are locked and the kids are home and we're all safe is kind of no longer, unfortunately, the way of the world. Predators know kids are on the internet, so that's where predators are. And we estimate 1 in 4 children will be have some kind of probing message this year from a predator. It could be an instant message, it could be an email, it could be something that they may not even realize. And if the predator doesn't get the kind of feedback they think they're looking for, they may move on and the child may never know. But 1 in 4. So that means you as a mom and dad or a caregiver really need to be aware of that. So computer in a main room. Second big thing, never, ever, ever share personal information of any kind. That's no profile. No personal information in a blog. I am very much against MySpace or Facebook for younger children. Pictures, anything that allows a predator, in essence, a roadmap to know more about the child and how to violate them. So those are some really basic suggestions, but we would encourage parents to become involved. If they have questions, call us, and they can go to our website at oaklandsheriff.com to learn more about that.
Okay, what would you say to parents who believe that their children could not be a victim of an internet crime?
I would simply use the words we've heard from moms and dads time and time again. I had no idea that this was happening with my child or this could happen. We have nice children, good children. This is nothing to do about nice children and good children. All children are curious. They all experiment. They test their wings, and they get into trouble very quickly and often by accident. You know, I gave a class. We give regular classes on internet safety all the time. And I gave a class a number of months ago, and as a result, you know, some of the different moms and dads take action. They become very involved. Well, we found 2 moms that had gone to our classes that then became involved in their children's activity on the internet, and 2 moms found that their daughters were in consistent and regular communication with internet predators, and 1 mom actually followed her daughter to a scheduled in-person meeting up in the Rochester area and was stunned to find her daughter was meeting with this predator, an adult man that was looking to sexually violate her child. Both of these girls were nice girls. They're just, you know, curious. They didn't realize anything bad could happen, and things can spin out of control very, very quickly.
Okay, what is the Sheriff's Office doing to protect children in Oakland County?
Well, as I said, we're very active in outreach, so if you have a community group, we'll send someone to teach. It's usually, you know, we'll give 1 hour, 2 hours, sometimes even 3 hours if people want to get in deep in some of the ways to prevent crimes against not only your children but yourself. You know, criminals use computers as a part of their criminality these days. So they're after adults on there as well. Identity theft and sexual assault is also a risk for an adult. So we give those outreach programs. I go to community groups all the time. The second thing was we put out publications that we have available. If someone wants to call our community liaison, it's Amanda Andrews at 248-858-5009. Actually, that's Nicole G, but they'll all kind of work together in that office. And then the other thing we do is we have information on our website, as I said, oaklandsheriff.com. And like I said at the beginning of this, we started a computer crimes unit a number of years ago, and we have full-time investigators that do nothing but focus on crimes related to computers or children or the Internet.
What should a parent do if they think their child is talking to a predator online?
Well, I think they need to contact, if they have their local police department, contact them. And usually what happens is they may call us in because we have specialized teams to deal with this, and we're happy to help. They can call us for advice. Again, they need to be very much involved and informed with information. They need to know what their children are doing on the Internet. They need to be a student of computers, because most children can run circles around their parents, and so you can't allow that to happen, because that's, again, when sometimes children get into trouble on the Internet by accident without a parent providing that supervision. So get involved, get involved, get involved.
Can you recommend a website where parents can go to get more information to help them protect their children?
Sure. There's a number of sites. We don't specifically say that one's kind of the be-end-all for everything, but we have those in our publications. There's one that's netsmart411.org. There's Cyber Angels. There's a variety of sites. But the most important site is in mom and dad's mind, so that they're engaging, getting involved, and working on the issues at hand.
What are some of the crimes committed by children?
Well, by children, you know, sometimes they cross the line. They do things that are not age appropriate, obviously. They may buy and purchase things that they're not allowed to over the Internet or attempt to. They may do cyberbullying. A lot of those things are actually against the law, and there are penalties. Transmission of certain kinds of pictures or threatening behavior are all illegal. So sometimes kids get involved in that. Mostly children tend to be the victims, though, of Internet crime.
For a final question, are parents ultimately responsible for these crimes that their children are committing?
Well, it kind of depends, frankly, on the crime that's committed. You know, they may be civilly sued. There may be some negligence or civil liability that attaches. Depending on their knowledge or tacit participation, there may be criminality. But again, most times children are the victims. There are, you know, as I said, cyberbullying, hacking, some kinds of crimes that they do. But that's part and parcel why parents need to be aware of what's happening on the family computer, what their children are up to, not just on the Internet, but frankly anywhere. You know, be involved in your child's life. That's the best antidote to having problems with your child, both now and in the future, and them having a good quality of life. So if anybody has any questions on these issues, whether it's Internet or any child safety issues, we're a resource. Please feel free to call on us at the Oakland Sheriff's Office, and you can either contact us by email or by phone. Our website, again, is oaklandsheriff.com. There's information there. The Sex Offender Registry has a link there. You can email us there. You name it, we're here to help.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us, Sheriff Bouchard.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
To get more information about the outreach programs offered by the Sheriff's Office, please visit their website at www.oaklandsheriff.com. For everyone listening in, we would like to thank you for spending this time with us. We hope you have learned more about how to protect yourselves and your children from becoming a victim of Internet crime. If you would like to make a comment on this podcast or make suggestions for future podcast topics, please send an email to podcast@oakgov.com.
This has been another Oakland County, Michigan Government News and Information Podcast produced by Oakland County eGovernment.